I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Food for the Hungry is responding to the cyclone that tore through Pakistan earlier this month. The death toll is 400 and counting, and more than 2 million have been left homeless. Food for the Hungry is working with a ministry partner in Pakistan, as well as with others from the U.S. The most needed items are food and shelter, according to Pete Howard. Overt evangelism will get them kicked out of the country, but love will not.
In a Muslim context like this, Food for Hungry's main role is to show the love and compassion of Jesus Christ, and through that, people are drawn to their Creator.
Food for the Hungry is supplying food and hygiene kits and tents. Go to our website if you can help. Next, malnutrition is sharply rising in Chad as the result of an onslaught of Sudanese refugees. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is responding to the crisis with food, seeds, and tools. CRWRC also joined the Global Relief Alliance to create sources of clean water, grow vegetables during the dry season, and provide food to feed Chadian families until the new crop can be harvested. By meeting the physical needs, their team becomes a living example of the hope of Christ. And with tensions rising worldwide between Christians and Muslims, Global Advance is preparing indigenous church leaders for an evangelistic paradigm shift. Over the next 2 months, explains David Shibley, their teams are holding 20 training conferences for indigenous church leaders.
Any piece of material, any resources in so many developing nations is just viewed as gold by these dear pastors who are very capable and yet have very limited resources. So we're very grateful that we can give both inspiration and challenge for the fulfilling of the Great Commission.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.